Today, my topic is security cameras. I have a number of things, as we all do, delivered by various people, Amazon and, you know, that sort of thing. And I've usually not had any trouble getting those. But one day, I was expecting some medicines in the mail, and I didn't get them. And I got a call from my neighbor saying, you know, there's an envelope out on the sidewalk here that looks like it contains some medicine in it. And I just happened to notice it as I was taking a walk. And I thought to myself, well, this isn't good. I mean, you know, that thing could have been out there for 3 days and I would never have known it. So it started me thinking about the idea of having something above my front door that would somehow monitor who was approaching my house. And, you know, up till then, I hadn't really thought seriously of it. I never thought about a doorbell because I already have a doorbell inside the porch at the front of my house. And I, you know, most of the people, whoever come to my door, know enough to go inside and ring the doorbell. But this idea of a security camera intrigued me. And I did some research on Amazon. Where else would one research? And there were a number of different kinds. And I had also talked to my nephew, who was kind of my go-to computer guy whenever I think I need to know something that I don't know. And he recommended Blink as a brand. I did some research, looked at Ring, looked at Blink. Didn't know really which one was going to be more accessible, because you never know that until you get the thing into your hot little hand. But I did some more research, and I was looking for things like, will the camera that I get require me to do any kind of wiring to connect it to electricity in the house? And again, it wasn't completely clear to me which ones would and which ones wouldn't. But one of the Blink cameras said very specifically that it ran on batteries and that the batteries would last for 2 years. That kind of convinced me that maybe I would go with that. Of course, the usual problems, taking a chance on accessibility and not knowing. Oh, and the other thing that made me think about Blink was I could get more than one camera. And I thought, you know, it's great to have one on my front door, but I've got 3 doors into this house. I've got a door at my garage, I've got one on my back deck, and I've got the front door that's in the front of the house. And I thought, why not get a system that would allow me to have 3 cameras and put them at various places in the house? So I bought the system, and I think right now I don't exactly remember the price, but it seems to me that it was around $200 for all 3 cameras. So I bought them. Package arrived from Amazon. I downloaded the app, and of course, I didn't really try to find out if it was accessible, because I knew if I opened it before I had the cameras, it would just complain about the fact that I didn't have any cameras, and you know, on and on it would go. So the package came, it had the 3 cameras in it, and it had a hub, which you need for the system to talk to the internet, talk to the cloud, which it does basically through Wi-Fi. One of the things that impressed me was before I even got the package, I got an email from the Blink team telling me, here's where you can get the app, which saved me having to search for it in the store. I clicked on the link, downloaded the app, and did all that good stuff and set it up on the system. Got the cameras, opened them up, put batteries in the cameras, turned them on. And the first thing that it said is, you need to read a QR code. And I'm thinking, oh no, this is going to get me in trouble. But I thought, well, you know, how bad can it be? This is either going to work or it won't. And they explicitly said in words where the QR code would be, which was quite impressive to me, because I was expecting that they were going to show me a picture and hope that I'd find out where to go. But obviously that did not happen, and I was very happy that it didn't. So I held the phone over the appropriate spot on the hub, and it recognized the QR code, and then I could connect the hub, and then it allowed me to log in to give the app my network credentials, which of course I had. I knew what they were. And I did the same thing with the cameras. And once I got all 3 cameras set up, I tested them. And the way I tested them, I mean, for me, the pictures were not the important thing. What really was important was the ability to listen to what was going on out on the deck. And I tested the microphones, and they all worked, and they seemed to work pretty well. I called a friend of mine who I thought this was the place where I thought I might need some sighted assistance as to where the best place to install the cameras was, because I figured if I put them in, you know, who knows? I mean, I think I know where I want them pointed, but I could be wrong. Nothing like having a camera that's taking a great picture of your pine trees and missing everything that is around you that you really need to see. So my friend Mike came over and he installed the cameras in the places where I wanted them. I tried them out and they worked. Ever since I put the cameras up, I have never had that particular problem with the medical stuff not showing up. Now, I don't know whether that's because the postman or the delivery people see the camera and they go, oh, we better do this right, we're being watched. Or because I just got lucky. I really don't know. But the cameras have helped me in a couple of cases, and one of them was kind of one that was amusing, but it was kind of neat. I'm really glad I had the camera for this. Several times, in a week, we'll order stuff from DoorDash. And I did one day, and I got the notices from the app that said, you know, your stuff is about to arrive and all this good stuff. And then I get a notice from my camera. The cameras will send notices to your iPhone. It says, motion detected at your garage. Well, my instructions to DoorDash were very specifically to leave the deliveries inside the front door. So, of course, now I'm getting this motion detected at your garage. I go outside at the front door, and sure enough, the guy isn't there. But because I got that notice from the camera, I was able to turn my head over to the left and call to him that he really needed to be at the front door. I don't know how he thought he was going to leave it inside the garage door, because that's a steel door and it's locked. But if I hadn't had the camera to tell me what was going on there, I think there's a good chance that, because it was kind of the middle of winter, and if he had left it outside the garage door, I might not have found it for a while. Overall, I think the camera has been a good thing. I am sure that there are things about it that I do not use as much as I could, but it sure is nice to get the notifications to tell me what's going on around my house. Let's go to the app. So I'll go to the app switcher.
App switcher. Blink. Active. Swipe up. Blink. Front door camera button.
Okay, so now when you open Blink, you're presented with the home screen. And I'll start at the top of the home screen.
Front door camera button.
We have the front door camera.
Snooze motion enabled alerts off button.
Snooze motion enabled alerts means that if I want to, I can temporarily suspend having the camera tell me that it's detecting motion. It will continue to take pictures, but it won't send notices to my phone. So for instance, if I go to sit out on my back deck, obviously the minute I come out the door, it's going to say motion detected at your back deck. And I don't really want that to happen. So if I enable the snooze on the motion alerts for that camera, it'll temporarily stop those notifications from coming to my phone.
Motion detection on. Steve, selected system button. Add a device button. Front door camera button.
Okay, we got the front door camera. And if I were to double tap on that button, it would bring me
front door alert, change camera name.
Okay, now I'm in the settings of the camera, and I can change the camera name, which I certainly do not want to do.
Text field is editing. Clear text button. Cancel button. Okay button. Cue.
Okay, so cancel, the only thing button. I can do in this little field is to change the camera name, which I don't want to do. So I will cancel.
Text field is edited. Clear text. Cancel button.
So we got the front door camera.
Snooze motion enabled alerts off button.
I mentioned that.
Motion detection on button.
Okay, now if I want to permanently turn motion detection off, I can do that by double tapping on that button. It's a toggle.
Settings button.
There's the settings, and I can actually get in here. I might as well show you.
Cancel button. Camera settings heading. Save button. General heading. Name, front door, text field, clear text, monitoring, heading, battery. Okay.
I can look at the battery status, and I can tell the app whether I want alerts about that.
Temperature, button, 86 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, so that tells me the temperature around the camera.
Tap temperature to set alerts.
I can have the app notify me when the temperature gets out of range, which I did for a while and decided it was annoying, so I turned that off.
Motion detection, heading, Enable motion detection.
Okay, and we
switch button on.
We enable
double tap to toggle setting.
So I could permanently disable it if I wanted to from in the settings here.
Zones button.
Zones, I'm not really sure what that does. I think that works in conjunction with other devices that you may have, but I've double tapped on it and not really been able to figure out what it did, so I don't do anything with that.
Button. Retrigger time, 10 60s.
Okay, now we're getting into how often the camera takes pictures, and I have not changed this from the defaults. If Blink in their infinite wisdom had that set to a default, I'm going to leave it there because I don't think changing it will do me any good.
0% adjustable. Question mark button. 0% retrigger time, 10 60. Question sensitivity, LH. 12% adjustable.
Now, sensitivity is important because if your camera is too sensitive, then somebody going by on the other side of the street might trigger motion and you'll get notified of things that you don't even want to know. So what I did is I paid attention to how many notifications I was getting from the front door, which is the camera we're playing with here. I was getting too many at first, and I just kind of lowered the sensitivity until I got to the point where I wasn't getting constant notifications from things outside of a range that I wanted, but I was getting notified when somebody would come up to the front door. And so 12% for this particular area and the way the camera is focused seems to work well.
Clip length, 5 60s.
The clip length, that's how long the camera stays active to take a picture, because it takes pictures and it downloads them to the system hub. You can also have them stored in the cloud if you set up an account and you're willing to pay for it. I didn't see any point in doing that because I'm not really going to look at the pictures anyway. So I did not set up the account. I went for the trial, but I never used it, so I just let it lapse.
0% end clip early if motion stops.
That, I assume, means that if the movement stops, the camera will stop taking a picture. How that might be useful, I don't know, but I'm just going to leave it the way it is.
Switch button on. Double tap to toggle setting.
I guess if I was really suspicious of somebody and I thought they were maybe standing outside the house and checking out the place, but maybe not moving, I could disable that and have the camera take a longer picture.
Early notification. Receive a notification as soon as motion is detected instead of after a motion. Clip finishes recording. Switch button on.
Okay.
Double tap to toggle setting. Motion recording. Switch button on.
Motion recording is on.
Question mark button. Night vision heading.
Now, every once in a while it says question mark, and if you double tap on those question marks, the app goes into a help mode where it tells you a little bit more information about the setting that you're looking at.
Control, off button, 1 of 3. On button, 2. Selected, auto button, 3 of 3.
Okay, now night vision, the cameras are going to behave differently at night than they do in the daytime because of, obviously, in the daytime you've got sunlight and at night you don't. And you can control that if you want to. You can do it manually, or you can do it in an automated way. I've just left that on automated because I think I'd probably forget about changing it if I didn't. So I'm going to just let the system do whatever it wants to do.
IR intensity, low button, 1 of 3. Selected, mid button, 2 of 3. Early switch button, on.
Okay, infrared intensity, I think has to do with night vision, and I just left that at the default because I figured Blink knows best what is going to work for their system. And again, you know, maybe under different circumstances I might change that, but I'm not even sure what they are, so I just leave it alone.
Motion record, switch button, question, night vision, control, off, on, selected, auto, IR intensity, low, select, high, audio, heading, enable audio, switch button, on.
Enabling audio I want to do because I want to be able to interrogate the system to see if there's somebody out there.
Speaker volume, 100% adjustable. Video, heading, quality. Saver button, 1 of 3. Selected, standard button, 2 of 3.
Video quality has to do, the reason you'd want to pick that is if you've got a low bandwidth network, you might want to go for a lower quality video to kind of minimize the traffic on the internet. I left it at standard because I've got high-speed internet here, so I don't think I have to worry about it too much.
Best button, 3 of photo capture, heading. Photo capture, feature unavailable.
Okay, now, photo capturing would only work if I had the cloud account, and I do not, so that's irrelevant.
Question mark. Photo capture will take a photo once per hour while enabled and appear as a collection of photos in the clip roll. Status, heading. Status LED. Off button, 1 of 2.
Okay, there's a status LED on the camera. I didn't see any point in leaving that on because the thing is up on the side of the house, and in order to see it, I would have to get a lot closer than I'm planning to get to the camera. So I leave it off because I can monitor everything in the app anyway.
Selected, recording, button, 2 of 2, last updated, 8/29/22/12:40. Update, button.
I'm not sure what that's for, whether that's I don't think that's a firmware update. I think that's has to do with recording, although I'm not really sure. Something I don't use or worry about too much right now.
Camera to Wi-Fi. Camera to sync module. Firmware. 10.61. Delete camera, button.
If I, for some reason, decided I didn't want my front door camera anymore, I could remove it from the system. And one time when I was first setting things up, it didn't quite work right, and I deleted it and re-added the camera to the system, and that's fixed the problem. And I don't really know what caused it in the first place, but I was able to do that once, and it fixed everything.
Delete camera button.
That's the last thing in the settings.
Cancel button.
Okay, so we can't front the door camera,
camera button. Snooze motion enabled. Motion ditch settings. Live view button.
Okay, live view. Now we get to see how this is going to work. And I will put it on. And what it does is it turns the microphone on for 20 seconds. And I think at that point, it's also taking pictures with the camera. Whether that shows up in the app or not, I honestly don't know. But I will turn the microphone on and you can get to hear what's going on outside my front door.
Live. Close button.
In a minute. There we go. I love it.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. That microphone sounds pretty good. Now, while this screen is open.
Front door, heading, speaker, on, button. Live view area, image. Enter full screen button. Continue button. Save button. Hold to talk.
The hold to talk wouldn't do me any good right now because if I could somehow be in this basement and stand outside the front door at the same time, I could show you what the hold to talk does. But that would be for if I wanted to talk to the person who is outside. I have not found that terribly useful because usually it takes me some time to react to the notification, get into live view, and due to something kind of quirky in the app, the minute you do the hold thing to talk, as soon as you release it, it stops working in the speaker of the phone and goes back to the earpiece, which makes the whole thing very difficult to operate. It's kind of an oddity. I won't call it a bug because it may be the way they intended it, but it's not very convenient for me, so I don't use it. Now, there was a continue button, which means that if I wanted to hold that live view for more than 20 seconds.
Speaker off, front door, heading.
Okay, so now you notice it's turned the speaker off.
Speaker off, live view area, image, enter full screen, button. Enter full screen, button.
And I think the button that is not labeled now is a continue button, but I'm not totally sure. I'm going to double tap it and see what happens.
In progress.
Well, maybe. We'll have to see. Yep, that was the continue button. So, you know, now I get to hear it again. And of course now, there's not too much traffic, so we're not gonna get anything more. But the as you can see, the pickup from the microphone is pretty good. I mean, you can really hear quite a bit of what's going on outside. Now, I'm not sure whether at this point it's going to continue or whether it's going to...
Button.
Well, I just got my answer. It stopped. You get your view in 20-second chunks. I wouldn't mind if they had a mode where you could just turn it on and leave it on. because sometimes, for me anyway, I'd like to be able to listen for a minute or 2 minutes or 3 minutes to find out what's going on outside, but that's not the way they did it, so I guess we'll just have to live with it. That's pretty much it. Let me get back to...
Enter full screen button, live view area, image, fit speaker, front door, close button. Button.
Okay, so now I'm back to the home screen. And there, there are tabs across the bottom. One for your account. Well, let's see what the tabs are.
Tab R, account settings, got action recommended, tab 3 of 3.
I've been seeing that action recommended, and I think what they want me to do is establish that account that I refuse to pay for. So I'm going to just ignore it. And that's where you can change things like the email address that you use, your password to get, because you have to create an account on the Blink website, and you do all that through the app.
Clips, tab 2 of 3.
Okay, the clips is where I would look at the photos that my cameras have been taking. And I believe that if you don't have the cloud account, you can still have the camera store the photos on an SD card, or actually a micro SD card that I put in the hub. And the hub just sits in the house. It's somewhere in the, I just put it in a place that was convenient to put it. That doesn't seem to matter where it is, as long as it can access your Wi-Fi. It just sits there doing its thing. And of course, the first tab is...
Selected, home, tab, 1 of 3.
Tab. I'm glad that I got the cameras. I may at some point get a doorbell to go along with them, although I haven't felt the need to do that yet. Does the camera do everything that I would like it to do? Well, sort of, kind of. But it does what I thought it would do when I got it. Oh, and one thing that's kind of cool, and I don't know if I'll ever use this, but if I'm out and about, I can still go into the Blink app and access the cameras. So even if I'm driving around town or if I go down to Connecticut, I can still check on my house to make sure it's still standing.
So I live in a condo building. Our packages get stolen all the time. And actually, somebody got knifed in our vestibule. And that's when we finally put in the cameras. I was very specific in that I wanted video good enough to use in court. And the problem with these Wi-Fi internet systems is a lot of them do not have enough bandwidth to give you the video quality that would make the video legal, you know, for jury purposes. So we got a wired system. It cost us thousands of dollars. We have a big VCR that'll record like 8 cameras at a time. We do have the Wi-Fi available feature so people can watch it on their iPhone. We never initiated that. No one really seemed to ask for it, although we have had occasions where we've had to copy off the video and give it to the police. And even after the cameras are installed and are quite visible, people come in and steal the packages with the cameras being right there. One of the projects that I need to work on, maybe you need to work on, is to collect names and phone numbers of everybody on your street who also has cameras. Because when there's a crime, the police want to see the getaway car and the license number and stuff like that. So you may need information from your neighbor's cameras as well. So it might be good to have that list.
There is a thing called neighborhood, and I assume what that would tell me is if there are other Blink cameras in the neighborhood, and there aren't any. I'm not terribly worried, to be honest with you, about that kind of thing, because for one thing, I've got a security system in the house, so if anybody breaks in, that's going to trigger that. So there'll be reports already of what zones got violated and that kind of thing. I bought the security camera primarily so that I could keep track of what's going on around my house. I think given where I live and given the fact that it's a single family house, I'm not sure that that's going to be feasible for me, but I can definitely appreciate, especially in your situation, why you'd want to be able to do that, Jeff. I mean, wired systems are the best for bandwidth. They really are.
Any other questions?
How do you attach the camera, Steve?
They have got a little mounting base. The camera kind of fits into, it snaps onto the base, and the base is held to whatever you want to attach it to by a couple of screws, which are supplied in the package. So when I had Mike install the cameras, he just got up there with his electric screwdriver and zip, 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 and it was done.
How far can this the camera be away from the hub and still work?
I mean, the one on the back deck is probably 30 feet away from the hub, and it works just fine. The one on the front door is maybe 15 feet away, and the one on the garage is maybe 15 feet away in a different direction. So it seems to be that as long as the hub is somewhere sort of central to your house, I have not seen that be an issue. Now, maybe if I wanted to take one of the cameras and put them out on the back garage that's down at the other end of my pool, which would be about 40 feet away from the house, that might not work. But I really don't know because I've never tried it.
You showed camera one. How do you switch so you can see camera two or camera three in the app?
All of them are presented on the home screen. I have the front door camera and then all of the things that apply to that. And if I keep flicking to the right, the next one will be my garage camera and all the things that apply to that. And then my back deck camera and all the stuff that applies to that.
I have a question. If you had a exit out of your basement, could the hub see to that exit out of your basement?
Oh, I think, yeah.
So the number of floors doesn't really affect it as long as it's pretty central.
Doesn't? Yeah, I don't think it does. I mean, I thought about where to put the camera and I kind of didn't have any good idea. So I thought, well, you know what? I'll just put it on a little table in my living room. It's kind of hidden. You don't even know it's there. And see if it works. And if it works, I'll leave it there. And if it doesn't, I'll find someplace else to put it. But it worked. So, you know, I left it where it was.
I'm in a townhouse. So is it possible to have more than one hub?
The cameras are what actually monitor what's going on outside the house. So if you wanted to cover several entrances in the house, you would get more than one camera, like I did. I got one for the front door, I got one for the garage, and I got one for the back deck. What the hub does is it ties all the cameras together and communicates with the cloud and with your phone via the internet. So you really only need one hub, but you could get, you know, I got a system that has three cameras, but you could get five if you thought you needed them. You only need one hub per house, and that hub would support cameras and doorbells and anything else that you put in there, as long as they're made by Blink.
And Fred, you're monitoring from your phone, not from the hub. The hub ties it all together.
Okay.